meeting any new minister, he needs to be fully briefed of the current situation. We were happy to know and to find out that he was fully briefed and he was fully aware of the various situations in all three hospitals. So while we did say at the end of our press release that we were cautiously optimistic, I suppose actions will speak louder than words in the long term. The minister has said that he will engage with the RACTIS members and indeed is willing to meet ourselves again, the Save Our Services group again now in January. So we're fairly happy insofar as, you know, we feel we may now get the information that will bring clarity to what HSE plans are and also to ensure that we have a proper opportunity to engage with the whole process to ensure that we keep our own facilities.
One of the longer term fears that's been expressed by the SOS group is that, in a sense, community hospitals such as the three you cover are being almost deliberately scaled down so that new private arrangements and new private facilities can be promoted and in some cases constructed. You wanted the minister to reaffirm a commitment to public services such as Lifford, such as Remelton, such as Stranorder. Did you get that assurance from Minister Simon Harris?
Well, it was very clear whenever we put the case of our hospitals to the minister and we discussed the public-private partnership plan. He asked us for our take on it, and we had said, rightly or wrongly, that it looked like a rehashing of an old private hospital plan for Letterkenny. We said that maybe some of the same people are involved in that development, and that it was privatising the healthcare in this region, which was a significant concern. But the main focus that we were saying was that there was no need, absolutely none whatsoever, to build a new hospital, a new community nursing unit, sorry, in Letterkenny, and to replace the three existing ones. We said the three existing ones were functioning quite fine. If anything, we have additional capacity. And he himself even agreed that it seemed nonsensical. You know, it didn't make sense to him what the need was there for. And we were suggesting that people were coming from as far as Glenfinn, different parts of Melton and Lifford, and being transferred and offered transfers to Cairn or Buncrana, which is some 120 kilometres return journey. We don't have the transport for people to get around to those areas. We don't have the infrastructure for that. So whenever we put down our arguments and said, you know, if the HSE can come up with a coherent plan, let us see the plan. But even he hasn't seen the plan. Now, he has said he's requesting the plan. He's requesting all the verifiable information from the HSE, which we're delighted to hear because, again, he hasn't seen it all. He's waiting on the information. He says he will have it, lots of it by January, of which then he will distribute it to the various groups. So, yeah, I mean, this whole, you know, we're not objecting to a hospital or community nursing unit being built in Letterkenny per se, but not at the expense of the other three hospitals. It just doesn't make any financial sense, no proper prudence in terms of giving public money to any operation such as this when there are three existing facilities operating quite well there. Yes, we need staff. We have room in these hospitals. All three have beds available, have rooms available. So why can't we develop them? So, you know, we're always looking to build something new when we're looking at really what we do have is fit for purpose at the minute. You know, so in fairness, Minister Harris agreed with our assumptions on that. But again, we're very much shadow boxing because we don't have the HSE plan, and which the minister has given a commitment to say that he will get it for us.
One of the issues being raised by the HSE is that whereas there may be space in the three existing hospitals, there are concerns, particularly from HICWA, that despite what you're saying, in many cases the facilities aren't fit for purpose and the level of investment that could be required to make them fit for purpose and make them compliant with HICWA standards and regulations would be prohibitive. And that's one of the reasons why a new build may be the preferred option.
Well, that's great for the HSE to say that, but they haven't been able to show us how much it will cost to make them compliant and future-proof them. So they don't even know. They're only carrying out that exercise now. You know, we've asked them since February of this of 2016 for that, but they have been able to produce it because they've never done an analysis. So, and we impressed upon the minister that HICWA seemed to come out with new regulations ad nauseum every maybe 2 years. However, the minister gave us an assurance to say that he is over HICWA. So he will monitor all that for us and he will keep them in tune. So he even said now in terms of this year and June of this year, the HICWA regulations were relaxed and that was primarily coming from himself, which we welcomed. And we said, well, if you can keep a close eye on that for us and ensure that nothing new comes down the line straight away, we very much welcome that. And in fairness, he says he would. So the HSE saying that these buildings are not fit for purpose is really just to fit their own narrative, to suit what their argument is at the minute. But their arguments are falling down on many, many levels. Again, if we had the proof in front of us, we could argue it more vociferously. But the HSE and their infinite wisdom won't release that information. Indeed, the minister and indeed all the Oireachtas members don't have that information. So, you know, the HSE are not backing up what they're saying. And indeed, the minister himself has said he wants to see that information as well.